throughout the Shiva, I guess one of the most popular things that you hear is the bracha of Hamakom Yinachem Etchem. And I thought about it and I was wondering, why is this the bracha that we picked to give? The bracha of Nechama. Presumably the bracha of Shalom is a bigger bracha. We give Shalom to somebody when we see them in the street. Shalom, it means peace, it means Shleimus. Nechama is more just like a rest. It seems that Shalom is a bigger bracha. But yet in this situation where somebody in Sintanim, a bigger bracha, we just give him the bracha of Nechama, not of Shalom. So I happen to notice the pasuk in this past week's parsha, it says, "Vayivya Yitzchak Ayel Asar Imay, Vayikach Es Rivka Vatila Leisha Vayehaveha, Vaynachim Yitzchak Achar Imay." And it always bothered me why it says that Yitzchak finally had a nechama for his mother Sarah all the way at the end. Presumably, especially how we look at things in these days, you say, you know, if a person is really very mournful, very sorrowful, it's probably not a good idea for him to get married. First, he has to work out his issues. And then he could go and get on with his life and set it up. And why was he, first he rushed to get married, and then use that to help him, that's what it seems from the pasuk, to help him have a nechama from his mother. So I think twice before it has a similar word in the Torah, or uses a similar word to Nechama. One in Parshas Noach, where the name Noach itself is similar to Nechama, it means Nach, to stop, a pause. And even before that, when it discusses about Shabbos, it doesn't say the word Menucha here, it says other places, but when we talk about Shabbos, Shabbos is always synonymous with Menucha. And we see that Menucha, it means more than rest. Well, we all have, every person that lives in this world has the curse of Adam Rishon, that they have to work, but B'nai Yisrael only has that 6 days, right? And on Shabbos, we have a little reprieve. Shabbos, we have Menucha, we don't have to work. So we see the strong attachment that Menucha is specifically a reprieve from Gashmius. And we see in Noach also, which this reason also applies to Shabbos, but we see in Noach that the word Noach says, Noach Matzachim Bnei Hashem, Noach's name was rest. It wasn't more of a name like a Shalom or Shleimus, because that's really only for Klal Yisrael. And Noach was more a lead into that. He was a lead into Klal Yisrael. He didn't have the Madrega that Avraham Avinu started, but it was really a prelude to that. So if we take these two ideas, I think, can understand the pasuk back in Chayisara that in order to have a true nechama, it means more than just an ability to deal with or to live with or to get on with what the sorrow that happened, but it means that it has to be a connection. And when Yitzchak saw, presumably, whatever it is, he accepted this was the will of Hashem. But it was only when he saw that Rivka was able to take and live the similar life to Sarah and live it on and have a connection, and therefore the death of Sarah, it was just a small rest in the gashmius take a sense. So then Yitzchak had a nechama. So therefore it says, Vayinachim Yitzchak is all the way at the end. The truth is, you know, tonight is the end for most people of the Avelus of Akiva. And Avelus usually starts with the Shiva, and then you have Avelus, it's 30 days or a year. The truth is, in a certain sense, the Avelus really started 7.5 years ago. Because although Akiva was here, but he who he was still absent in most of the sense. And as difficult as it is to have an asaga of this type of avelus, an avelus of seven, to be in the state of avelus for 7.5 years is something that's, it really goes beyond certainly the words that I can describe it. And really just to say that it's an abnormal condition for this world, even with a lot of tzaras, but a constant state of avil is a constant state of loss that you can't rest and you can't go on, but you feel it every day. It's something, Baruch Hashem, that's an abnormal situation. And the truth is, the situation that's here right now in the Beis Medrash, and that started also that maybe even before that, maybe 20 years ago, is equally abnormal. To have so many people come out, and hundreds, probably thousands, definitely thousands, since the Levaya and the Shiva, and even now, 7.5 years after Akiva spoke to anybody, it's really incredible. To have, I know, you know, if I could give over the appreciation, you know, how we know how busy people are. To have, I know, a Baal Mishpacha, somebody with children, and you take the busiest time of the year, an Erev Yontif, and not that he reneges on what his responsibilities are, but somehow he manages to find time to come to visit Akiva. I haven't spoken to him in 7 years, but I don't know how to describe it other than to say that it's truly an abnormal situation in how the world normally functions. It just doesn't happen. And a Rebbe, when I was younger, he once said, he was trying to give a mashal, and he said, you know, somebody that's 6 feet tall doesn't tell somebody 5 feet tall, ha, I'm you, I'm closer to the sun than you are. And I thought about it as the life of a person, 30 years, 50 years, 100 years, it's all terrifying. It's all just a little blip. It's all just a little gashmius that we get. It doesn't make that much of a difference. The point is, what is our connection? What's our tzitzav? What's the offspring that we have, that we connected from the past to the present? And the truth is that everyone here is chaverim, is yedidim, is rebeim. That is really the menucha in this abnormal avelus, which otherwise would truly be impossible to have a menucha from. When you look around, and each person here knows, and you see the hashpa that Akiva had, and that people still speak about him, and that people still live as ideals, and he's still mechazik them today, that is a nechama. As great as the tzar is, as great as the avelus is, the nechama is greater. So I'm not here really to give, say, a thank you, Akar, a title, or anything like that, because the truth is, and I say it, believe it, but without exaggeration, that anybody here, I don't feel that I have a right to call Akiva brother any more than anybody that's sitting here, and many beyond that are sitting here. Everybody was like Akiva's family, and everybody is part of this nechama. Because when you see the offspring of what Akiva had planted, you see that Taka, just as every other life, is just short, and it created a great Rishon, so too. His created just as great, if not a greater Rishon than anybody else's. So I'd just like to end to give everyone the bracha of Hamakim Menachem Eschem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should truly give everybody Nechama, Esachar Vilitim Yishalayim, that just as the ability in Yishalayim, the Simcha is so much more infinite than any tzar, so too everybody's tzar should be very minimal and the Simcha should be great. And I have the cover now to ask Rav Chaim Kadivitz to speak.